It's 9:05 at Q92 Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Time for the Saturday Morning Coaches Show, brought to you by Jim's Clothing and Scent, the Country Butcher in Dawson, and Madison Bottling Company. Now the Coaches Show with Dick Newman and Paul Ramo.
Good morning and welcome to the Lacapile Valley Coaches Show. Dick Newman will bring you the report again this morning. Paul Ramo at his usual position at the control panel, and he's going to go ice fishing this afternoon. So, not him, but he'll go down to Canby and watch it. He said there was over 200 fish houses on the ice. That's not a big lake, so, yeah. So, we're starting things off with Dylan Erickson on girls basketball. You had a busy week here, a week ago, a game, and then a couple during the week. So, let's hear all about it, Dylan.
Yeah, we sure did. Good morning, guys. Yeah, we traveled to Coleman, South Dakota to take on Beersford, South Dakota. So kind of a unique thing again. Some, a lot of all-day Minnesota schools playing South Dakota and South Dakota rules, which, you know, a few minor changes. When the shot clock resets, there's no 20 in the front court. It always goes back to 35 and no restricted area, and you're playing eight-minute quarters. And so it's a little different feel, using a different basketball. And so, again, just a lot of unique situations there. And we played a young Beersford team that's, you know, not a huge team and kind of comparable to us, and but they got a bunch of athletic, long, lengthy girls that are physical. And so, again, thought we matched up, you know, to start, you know, from a little bit I've seen on film and whatnot, and matched up okay, and, you know, a team we could compete with. But they jumped out right away in a full-court pressure, and then extended their 2-3 zone, too, and with their length and physicality. It was kind of a slow start for both teams, but they started hitting a few shots and getting a few leak outs on us and some turnovers and whatnot, and got out in that first quarter. Got out big, 20-5 after the first quarter. We just offensively could not get anything going. I mean, we had a bunch of good looks, but when we did get it across and get something going in their zone, but that length and that physicality right from the jump kind of hit us in the face a little bit, and we didn't react and respond, you know, quite as fast as we needed to. And, you know, through that second quarter, things got better. You know, turnovers came down a little bit. We started to get settle in a little bit, get some decent looks. And then, so we ended up going into halftime down 31-13. So again, that second quarter, pretty even that way. You know, they scored 11, we scored 8, so 11-8 in that quarter. So we're feeling a little bit better, you know, hoping maybe come out of halftime, make a few adjustments, just relax and, you know, and be able to handle that pressure and make some smart reads, and hoping, you know, maybe we can make a run early in that third quarter, to kind of cut the deficit again, you know, maybe in half, and then give yourself in that fourth quarter, which we did a really nice job. Again, we just never could get on that big run to kind of separate ourselves. And, again, they just kind of played, we both played even pretty much throughout that whole second half. Their pressure maybe backed off a touch, but again, we also found some cracks and some decent looks and attacked that middle of that zone and hit a few shots from the outside, but we're putting a ton of more pressure on them. And exposing that middle of that zone, we got the ball there and started playing much better. But again, they outscored us in the second half, or third and fourth quarter, 32-29. So, like I said, played right with them in that second half, or the third and fourth quarter. And again, just that first quarter kind of killed us, getting down early, and then, you know, tried to cut the deficit before half, but just never could get, you know, any real run going together and rhythm, you know, to kind of get ourselves back in the game, you know, go on a little 8-0 run or something, and maybe they score a bucket, and then maybe another 5-0 run. Just never could find ourselves in that situation. But again, girls never gave up and quit. Again, minus that first quarter, I liked how we played against a lot of pressure, and, you know, there's a really athletic and physical team, and, you know, really didn't match up nearly as well as I maybe thought that we did. But again, I liked our fight. It was a fun, cool experience again, playing a different gym and against a different team, you know, absolutely nothing about, and play some different rules, and kind of fun to be a part of that. And then, you know, went out and had a team meal and got some good food together and hung out and got to take Coach Bus. So it was kind of a fun Saturday for us to hang out as a team. And again, just would have liked to come away with a win, or maybe a little more competitive from the jump. But stats on the night, Callie Kahn led us in scoring with 10 points and 13 rebounds. Again, she's been huge on the boards. Kayla Jan had 9 points and a couple rebounds, a couple steals. Jalen Lee had 6 points and 5 rebounds, assists, and a couple steals as well. Maya Swatsky had 8 points. A rebound and four assists. Kendall Shelstead had 4 points, a couple rebounds and a few assists as well. And Jada Kessler had 3 points for us and a steal. So, again, like their effort down the stretch especially, but just we can't let ourselves get buried that early and think we're going to come back from getting ourselves in a hole. We have to kind of keep it competitive from the start or jump out fast and be competitive that way. We're not the type of team that's, super fast and able to score points in bunches and in fast stretches. So, again, we got to kind of control that pace right from the tip.
Just the varsity game there.
The varsity game there on we traveled with, except a few girls that were sick or weren't able to make it, but we pretty much had our whole team see-through varsity. So it's kind of nice to have everybody together and hang out and be able to watch the game, too. Again, these younger girls can, take a stat on the bench and whatnot. It's a lot of good opportunity for them to watch the game and kind of start understanding the game at a different level and at a higher level and hopefully, paying attention and gaining a lot from being able to watch a game, too.
Sure.
That can do wonders, too, as well.
Sure. Then games this week?
And then this week, we kind of finished up the south half of the conference this week. We brought in, somebody could, my buddies were talking about the game, and, they said it was a rival game. And I guess, if you think about it, going back many, many years now, it seems like we've been stuck with them in a conference championship game or a subsection title game or something to that matter. So, again, there is a lot of implications there when you're playing Mendota, a lot of history between us over the last decade or better. So, again, you know what you're going to get, a good program, well-coached team that comes to Lac Barrow on Tuesday. And, again, still really liked our matchup, though. I thought, with our size, we could match up with their size well and our guards, as well, all just matched up, pretty well from what they lost last year and some of the other girls they're bringing in and new faces that haven't played a ton of time for them as well either. And so again, liked our matchup, liked going in, see what we could do. They had a Colquette girl that's a lefty and they kind of run things through her, and then that Hustle Bus who's been on the run for the last few years too with the groups that they've had making state tournament and subsection championship games. And so we come into the game and it's back and forth. Thought we controlled the pace, kind of opposite of Saturday, got ourselves settled in early and kind of went back and forth and grew a lead in that first half too, and then they kind of hit a few shots right before half. And again, kind of liked where we were at though. We were up 20-18 at the break, and again, really liked a lot of things we saw. Made a few adjustments. We know they were going to come with some adjustments. Probably being down at half, they're going to come with more pressure, and they really like to force you to the baseline and take the middle away from you. We talked about that a bunch, and again, that's exactly what they did. The second half, we came out half. Jalen hits a big three. We get up five, so again, settling in, I'm like, here's maybe our chance. We can break this thing open and get on quite the run here. And, again, that wasn't quite the case. After we hit that three, we went up 25 to 20, I think, at that point. And then all of a sudden it was, 35 to 25. And then we're getting close to that 13-minute mark. And, we had a lot of whistles, early in that second half that, there were probably fouls and just weren't going our way. But again, their pressure when they turned that notch up in the full court man and then really were physical at the point of attacks on our ball screens. We were trying to attack the middle and we kind of played into that a little bit, kept the ball in a corner, kept the ball on the side and didn't reverse it or get much movement going offensively. And then turnovers started to happen. And then again, we get a little frustrated and take a step back defensively. And then they were getting themselves to the rim and we were putting them on the line a ton. So at that 13 minute mark, they were already in the bonus, and maybe the only second time in my coaching career that I've had a team that's been in the bonus that early against us. And when that happened the other time too, again, it's just so hard to get yourself back in a game like that, because every whistle is a break and they're going to the free throw line and scoring easy points that way. And we had a couple missed blockouts early in that second half too on free throws that if we block those out and don't give them four extra points, again, the score at that point is a lot different and looks a lot different. And again, maybe we don't give them that momentum and those, like I said, those extra whistles, two missed blockouts and then going to the free throw line were really key plays in that second half. And then 9-minute mark shooting double bonus, we just, again, anytime the whistle blew, they were going to the line and doing a good job at the free throw line, scoring over 20 points from the free throw line, and majority of them coming in the second half. Again, just was really like that 8 to 10 point game that whole second half. Never felt out of it, but again, just never could get ourselves on a little bit of a run. in that second half. So again, with the free throws and whatnot disparity, they end up outscoring us 41-24 in that second half and running away with a 59-44 win. Again, liked our fight, liked our compete. We were there for an entire half or better. Again, just got to put a full 36 together. Again, when you're in control like that, and you got to keep things close, and when the pressure turns up, you got to be able to handle that and still be aggressive at the rim, and then again, not just take a step back and take over the game on us and then get frustrated at the other end. And when the whistle's not going your way, we got to be able to handle that and compose ourselves and be able to, you know, be mature about it and fight back with them. But again, I like the matchup with them, though. I wouldn't be scared to see them in the playoffs again either. I like, you know, kind of, like I said, how we match up against them, you know, with the size and guards. And so again, maybe the score doesn't really tell exactly how the game transpired, but if you were out there, I think you'd say it was a pretty competitive game as well. And, you know, we had many chances in that one to break it open or to get ourselves back in. But again, overall happy with the effort. Again, still starting to play a little better basketball each night, and that's the goal as we get into February here with about, 3 weeks left of the regular season, so it's going to come fast, and this is where we want to be in tip-top shape and hopefully firing on all cylinders and get some things to go our way, and then you never know what happens.
Right.
So stats on the night, Jalen Lee led us in scoring with 14 points and 6 rebounds, 4 assists and a couple steals and a block. Kayla Jan had 12 points and a couple rebounds. Callie Kahn had 13 points and 15 rebounds. Again, just an animal on the boards. Again, she's doing a great job on that, especially the offensive glass, having 7 offensive boards. That's just so many extra possessions we get and that we haven't been doing in the last, you know, week and a half. We've been attacking that offensive glass at a high rate, and that's just propelling our offense, and you're seeing us starting to score a little bit more each game because of that, because of those extra opportunities, and our turnovers are starting to come down. We only had 19 turnovers on the night, and I know last night we only had 13, I think it was, and so again, when you start staying under that 20 mark and you're getting some more offensive rebounds like that, again, that gives you so many more chances throughout the game. Maya Swatsky had 3 points and a few rebounds, a couple assists and a steal as well. Kendall Shelton did a nice job, just couldn't get anything to go a little bit. She needed to stay confident, excuse me, and had a few rebounds and a couple assists. Again, just controlling the tempo for us, did a really nice job that way as well. And then Jada Kessler had a free throw for us and a few rebounds. So, again, overall, nice night from us. Just, you know, like to come on top, but again, being more competitive in these games and finding different ways to be competitive are going to help us as we navigate through the last 3 weeks here.
B squad, C squad
both ended up dropping here on the night. Again, they keep getting more and more experience, and especially our B squad, you know, have some really, really nice moments, and then they still have some moments where you're wondering exactly what they're thinking out there at times, and that just shows the inexperience a little bit. But overall, they're starting to put longer stretches and better full games together, and the wins are going to come, but the experience is such a key part there. And same with the C squad. Again, a lot of girls getting a lot of minutes then between a couple halves of B squad and getting some couple halves of C squad and getting a run in the B squad game as well on an occasion. And so again, missing Brinley Brewson down there with a double stress fracture has been kind of a bummer and kind of a hit to our C squad and B squad at the guard position. But again, hoping for a good recovery for her. But now it's been a good opportunity for some of these other girls to have to step up and be in different situations and roles and maybe get uncomfortable and try to get comfortable in those roles with being uncomfortable. So it's been a good, it's not a good thing to have any injuries, but also it's, you know, you got to look at the positives too. There's a lot of girls getting different opportunities too that'll help going forward as well.
Good. Well, then you finished out the week last night, and with a win. Good.
Yeah, last night was a big one. You know, a team that we were kind of neck and neck with last year in the playoffs, and you know, kind of fighting for seeding there last year as well. And same kind of thing this year. They have everybody back, and so again, team they came to and beat us pretty good at home last year, and then we saw them in that first round of the playoffs last year as 8-9 seeds, and they got the better of us there too. And so again, now we're kind of sitting in that 6-7 range with them, kind of ups and kind of who's beat who and whatnot. So again, if we want any chance of staying out of those 4 bottom seeds to play in those 2 play-in games, last night was one we almost had to have, and I thought we came out prepared. We were ready to play. We got out on them early, you know, got up 10 pretty early in the first half. It was like 10-2, and it was 13-3, and then it was 18-10, and then it was 22-10, and they made a little late run there. Honestly, they had a few turnovers and a few sloppy things that, you know, we let our guard down a little bit, So they went on a little bit of run before half and ended up, we were up 31-24 at half. Again, liking where we're at against their full court pressure and throwing a bunch of different zones. We saw a lot of odd front zones, a 1-2-2, a 1-3-1. We see a mix in of a high 2-3 and they'd roll in some man. So again, just had to kind of adjust on the fly and kind of understand what they were in and where we wanted to attack. Do we want to attack from the middle? Do we need to attack from the top down? Do we hit the corners and attack baseline? Just a lot of opportunities. Just kind of had to navigate the way we wanted to go about it. And yeah, thought the girls handled themselves really well too. Again, in that first half, kind of getting out early, and like we said, we need to control that tempo from the tip. Otherwise, if we get ourselves in a hole, it's just hard for us right now to score a bunch of points and kind of get ourselves back in the game and use so much energy to do that. So once we get it back to a, you know, even game or whatnot, we struggle then to put the foot down even farther and kind of jump ahead and play with them. Then usually they end up going on another run. So I like to see us jump out early like that. It was really nice. And then the second half as well, we had a stretch in there for about, felt like forever, but 6-8 minutes there were, boy, we had some good looks. We just could not get anything to go, and they got on a run, and we could we got in a little bit of foul trouble too. We had a couple girls sitting with 4 fouls, and we're not deep by any means, so again, any foul trouble doesn't really help us or sit well with us. And they have a lot of size. They have a couple freshman posts that are both over 6 foot, and Mortensen girl finishes really well at the rim, and the Allmet girl's a junior, again, steps outside, plays inside, physical body, can really shoot it. And then the Sneller girl on the outside too, she knocked down 3 or 4 triples on us last night. I think she had 3 in the first half last night that kind of killed us to keep them in. And that was kind of the run before half. But again, they got a nice team there with a lot of size and length in there in that zone, and not a lot of windows all the time. But again, we did a nice job attacking the middle, hitting the baseline, and attacking out of there and getting ourselves to the free throw line and getting ourselves to the rim. And A.A. Kendall shot the ball to start the game really, really well in that first half. She had 2 threes in that first half and had 12 points in that first half, and really kind of set the tone for us and kind of kept us with the lead in that game. And second half, yeah, then they went on a run, and middle of say second half, 6-8 minutes to go, they got up 6-7 points, and we were in foul trouble, and they were sitting in the bonus too as well. So again, we wanted to be aggressive but not too aggressive to get them to the line again. And again, composed a few minutes, boy, that's maybe the best finish to a game we've had in a long, long time. And again, we could have folded, got down 6-7 points there, and could have folded after battling back so many times, and we didn't, and we held our own, and hit some really, really big shots down the stretch, ran some nice offense, and got ourselves to the free throw line and really capitalized there, especially when we really needed it too. And Callie hit a big, big three to put us up, I think it was 2 at that point, 50-52, and again, after that, we kind of held the possession and got ourselves to the free throw line and rebounded on the defensive end, and like I said, made free throws on the stretch. So again, huge win for us coming away with the 62-55 win last night. Okay. Was just really key and huge.
Right. Stats on the game?
Stats on the night. Jalen Lee, nice night, kind of controlling the inside in the middle of that zone. She had 23 points, going 7-10 from the free throw line. Again, nice when you're getting there and putting pressure on their bigs too, with 9 rebounds, well, a couple assists and 4 steals and 3 blocks. Kendall Schultz, like I said, shot the ball really well, had 12 points in that first half, and she had 18 for the game, again, making 4 triples and doing a lot of really nice things. She had 7 rebounds and a couple assists and a couple steals as well, so just a complete game from her, just a leadership game that I saw that I haven't seen, you know, maybe out of her in a while, that she just kind of took control, took the tempo, and won the ball in her hands at times and was really on again. Big 3 at the end, and had a couple free throws and a nice little post move, went to her left, spun back to her right, finished, that kind of put the dagger in them a little bit. She had 12 points on the night, again, going against a lot of that length and size on Mortensen all night and throwing bodies at her, and she competed and battled, and she had 12 points and 10 rebounds, again, another double-double. She's been on a hot streak of that, and again, just working so hard on the glass for us. And then Kayla Jan had 6 points, maybe nothing bigger than a couple free throws down the stretch, you know, to kind of ice the game and put us up 4 or 5 points and kind of put it out of reach there with about 30 seconds to go. So again, another leadership quality there, stepping up big to the line, knocking them down, and she sat in foul trouble in the first half. She sat for the last, I don't remember, it was 8-9 minutes of that first half, a long stretch, and got her 4th fairly early in that second half as well. But again, she battled and kept herself in the game and kept composed. And then Maya Swatsky had 3 points, had a big 3-pointer for us four rebounds and a few assists and a steal. So, again, just a really nice night out of them, and just really saw some of our senior leadership step up in different ways throughout that game, and that's what we need to jump us and keep us going at the next level.
Okay, and then B squad, C squad?
And then B squad came away with a nice win. They won by, I think it was one or two of the battle down the stretch. We kind of had the lead at half, kind of controlled that first half, and then they went on a run in that second half as well. And but again, we kept composure and made free throws and some big shots down the stretch, and a nice win for them. I think their B squad is about 10-5 on the year. Cool. So really nice win for us. So go 2-0 there. And then before that, we traveled to Lakeview to get our C squad another game in, and not too far of a drive away. So we traveled there first because they were playing Dawson with no C squad. So we played a C squad game there, and it was 19-17 in that second half. And you know, we fought really hard, a team that, you know, early in the year beat us by about 20-25. And we competed all the way down through the stretch. They hit some shots late, but again, it ended up being a 10-point game, so a loss for them. But again, I think a win too, just with the experience and, you know, and measuring up to, you know, when you play them the last time to this time, how you competed, and you cut that score in half. And so that's a sign of some growth and some measurement there to go off.
Sure.
So really proud of our squads this week and last night, especially with a really nice night.
Okay. Next week, Dylan.
And next week we got another busy week. We got our makeup game with KMS on Monday at the high school, our Loughborough Valley. Again, a team that's undefeated, kind of rolling through everybody right now. But again, never know what happens. We're going to come ready to play.
Right.
And then we travel to Whartonville on Tuesday. And then Friday we travel to Prinsburg. So the top 1-2 teams in basically our conference, north and south half, we get to see them in the same weekly. So we get one of them at home. But just never know what happens. You know, we played a really tough, tight game with them, Prinsburg, the first time around. And I know they're clicking on all cylinders. But that's why we play the game. Got to roll it out and compete. And you never know what happens. So.
Right. Okay. Well, thanks for the report this morning. Best of luck on those three games, and we'll hear all about it, Dylan.
Absolutely appreciate it, guys. Go Eagles.
Okay. Dylan Erickson on girls basketball. We'll take this break and talk with Hank Ireland on wrestling after this.
Sparkling ice water. Goodbye, plain. Hello, plain awesome. Sparkling ice is a fizzy, flavorful, and not bland beverage without all the calories. They're one of the biggest brands in the sparkling water category. If you're looking to put a little sparkle in your step, look no further than the delicious lineup of waters. Sparkling Ice, distributed by Madison Bottling Company, serving the local area for more than 100 years.
The Country Butcher in Dawson says stop on in and warm up with their winter week specials. This week, as the cold weather sets in, we've got the perfect cuts to keep you cozy and satisfied all week long. Ribeye steaks, $16.99 a pound, and pick up some deli cheeses 10% off at the Country Butcher. The Country Butcher is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 5:30, Saturdays 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., and closed Sunday and Monday. That's the Country Butcher in downtown Dawson, owned and operated by Kip Stender.
Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, right downtown Dawson, Minnesota, is your one-stop shopping headquarters for graphic art design, embroidery, screen printing, and specialty advertising products. They specialize in corporate, team, and school clothing, hats, jackets, t-shirts, sweats, advertising specialties for any occasion like family reunions, summer camps, and more. Awards and sporting goods. At Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, they offer personalized stock or custom graphic designs to fit any job you may need. Give them a call at 320-769-2317 for information. Or look them up on the web at www.jimsclothing.com.
Taking a look at some things going on around the area this weekend. A voted baked potato bar fundraiser by free will donation will be on Sunday, January 26th at the Marietta Fire Hall. Proceeds benefit the building of a community center in Marietta. 11 to 1 that day, there will be a baked potato with choice of toppings, salads, bars, juice, and milk, takeouts, and in-town delivery available. And the meal includes one free card for bingo, which gets underway at 1 p.m. St. Peter's Cream Turkey on Biscuit Luncheon at St. Peter's Social Hall in Canby will be held Sunday, January 26th, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Free will donations will be taken, dine in or take out. Call that day, 507-223-7729. Handicap seating is available. And that's at St. Peter's Social Hall in Canby, Sunday, January 26th. There will be a brunch on Sunday at the Appleton VFW Club, served from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. You're invited. Proceeds go to the Strengthening the Family, the STF organization, in that brunch at the Appleton VFW Sunday from 8 to 1. The 2025 Lackbrow County Republican Convention will be held Saturday, January 25th at the Dawson City Building, 675 Chestnut Street in Dawson. Registration opens at 12:30 p.m. The convention starts at 1:30 that day. State Senator Gary Dames will be on hand as the guest speaker. Light refreshments will be available. If you have any questions, contact Treasurer Christy Werpy, 320-361-0786. Again, the 2025 Lackawanna County Republican Convention to be held Saturday, January 25th at the Dawson City Building. Prepared and paid for by the Lackawanna County Republican Party.
Back here at the station, talking wrestling with head coach Hank Ireland. And you had a busy week with two ranked teams in Class A on Tuesday over in Montevideo. That was a home meet for you, and you gave a tribute to the seniors that night. And then last night down in Lamberton for a big individual tournament. So let's hear all about it there, Hank.
Oh, yeah, we started, like you said, in Montevideo, our first home meet. Got to have the seniors and their parents come down and recognize them. So it was a good night. Like you said, it was a great night of rest. Came down to heavyweight in a couple of those duels. And, yeah, a couple ranked teams and a lot of ranked individuals. Yeah, we started off against West Central area. They're in our two conference opponents, too. And Eli Olson got us started off with a pin. And then Nelson Velasquez lost a tight one to a ranked opponent, 7-6. Gavin Mortensen got a tech fall. Grayson Olson got a pin. Then Tygan Long ended up losing by a tech fall. Ben Gunlickson won by a 11-4 decision over a state-ranked Owen Grukel. Holland Shocker got a pinfall. And then Bentley Boffin ended up losing by a fall. Cam Sather won by a fall. Noah Meyer won by a fall to clinch the duel. And then Brian Rohde and Gabe Lowry ended up getting pinned. And then Carson Gareppi lost by a 5-0 decision, making the final score Team United 36, West Central 29. And then the last duel of the night, we wrestled Minnewaska, and Eli Olson started us off with a tech fall. And then Nelson Velasquez lost another tight one to a state-ranked opponent, 1-0 this one. Well, like you said before we got on the air there, Nelson wrestled very well, but just came up 2 points shy of beating two state-ranked opponents. And Gavin Mortensen lost a 9-1 decision. Grayson Olson won by a pinfall. Tygan Long ended up getting tech ball that one. Colin Shocker ended up getting pinned in third in a match that he was winning in, so he ended up getting caught there. Bentley Boffin won by a pinfall. Cam Sather won by a pinfall. Noah Meyer won by a pinfall. And then Brian Rohde received a forfeit. And Gabe Lowry ended up losing by a pinfall. And then Carson Gareppi lost a one-point match at heavyweight. Make the final score Team United 41, Minnewaska 27.
Okay. Yeah, those were two good teams. Yeah.
So. Yeah, it was a great night of wrestling in Monty, and got a whole bunch of JV matches in, too. So.
Right.
It was good. Good to get two wins against two tough opponents.
Right. Then last night.
And last night was a late one. My voice is kind of gone from that one. We ended up getting home about 3 o'clock in the morning.
All
we were wrestling until 1 o'clock. So it was a late one. There are 16 teams there. Yeah. Staples Motley is ranked number one. Jackson's ranked. New Ulm. Howard Lake Waverly. KMS. A lot of ranked teams there. 16 teams. So you knew it was going to be a lot of tough matches and real tough to come out and place in this one. But yeah, Eli Olson ended up placing third. He lost in the semis in overtime. So that was his first loss of the year, but came back and ended up getting third place. He went 3-1 on the day. Gavin Mortensen ended up placing fourth. He had an injury default out of his last one. He hit his head a little bit. I think he'll be fine, but played it on the cautionary side and ended up taking fourth place. Grayson Olson ended up placing sixth. He went 3-3 on the day, I believe. So it was sixth place for Grayson. Braden Jaden was ended up at 127 with Grayson. We were able to get him in the tournament too, and it was unfortunate that he ended up having to face Grayson, so he went 0-2 on the day, but it was good to see Braden get some more varsity matches. Tygan Long ended up placing fifth. He went 3-2 on the day. Ben Gunlickson went 2-1 and got second. ended up losing to tough Trey Gunderson in the finals. Then Holland Shocker ended up going 3-2 and got fifth place for us. And then at 152, Cam Sather was our lone champion with 3-0 on the day. He kind of dominated every match all the way through. It was a good showing for Cam. It's good to see him get a first place bracket.
Right.
Then Bentley Boston placed sixth. He went 3-3 on the day. It's a lot of matches, six matches, but
right.
Bentley wrestled well and got sixth. Noah Meyer went 2-2. Brian Rohde went 1-2. Gabe Lowry went 1-2. And then Carson Greppi went 4-2 and placed fifth place for us.
Okay.
The team ended up placing third, so it was a good showing. We're hoping for top three, you know, with all those tough teams, and 16 teams. It was a good showing, and we ended up getting third place, like I said.
Okay. So.
Oh, yeah, and then today we have our ninth grade league. It's their individual section, so Coach Boffin and Coach Coyle are down in Redwood with those guys trying to get a couple of them to the ninth grade league state tournament.
Sure.
They're going on. Yeah, it should be starting up pretty soon.
Right, right. And then next week you've got a duel on Tuesday against, once again, two state-ranked teams in Class A, and then a tournament at home in Dawson on Saturday, basically like last night, many teams from the immediate area, kind of a conference tournament, yeah.
The Tuesday will be in Mineota, and it's Worthington and Mineota. So that'll be Worthington's a section opponent, so we'll see them. And then Mineota's ranked pretty high in the state in Class A.
Right.
And then on Saturday, we host in Dawson the kind of the co-conference individual tournament. It's the West Central and the Camden Conference. So we'll see West Central, Morris, Benson, KMS, Canby, Mineota, YME. So it'll be 14 teams. There'll be a lot of good wrestling going on in Dawson, and we'll have three mats out. And, yeah, they'll have some, it's their conference tournament, they call it, pretty much, with two conferences.
Right. Yeah. I know.
It'll be another tough tournament.
Yeah. Danny Lee and I will be in Mineota on Tuesday for that try with Worthington. I thought there was another team there, but Worthington and the host Mineota team, and then next Saturday, that starts, I believe, at 10 o'clock in the morning and goes until it's done probably not,
4 or 5.
Not 1 o'clock in the morning anyway.
So I sure hope not.
Yeah. So, okay. Well, things are winding down for you. You're going to have a couple more duels and then, you know, another tournament possibly, and then you'll be ready for a section team and then individuals. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's winding down. It's going fast, and we've got to get a few more guys healthy in the lineup, and we'll be ready to roll.
Right, right. Well, thanks for the report. Best of luck on Tuesday and Saturday. We'll hear about Tuesday's event next Saturday morning, and then find out what happened on Saturday the following Saturday on the Culture Show.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Hank Ireland on wrestling. We'll take this break, and Paul Ramo had an interview with Robin Rademacher yesterday, and we'll hear that tape recordings after this.
It's Canby Sportsman's Club, Canby Fire Relief Association, annual ice fishing tournament at Del Clark Lake. It's a 24-hour tournament starting Friday, January 24th at 4 o'clock, and a 2-hour tournament Saturday from 1 to 3. Over $20,000 in prizes will be given away. That's right, $20,000 in prizes. It's a great family event. There'll be a burger feed both days. Pick up your ice fishing raffle tickets from any Canby Sportsman Club member. And listen for live broadcasts right here on Q92 Friday and Saturday from Del Clark Lake. That's Canby Sportsman's Club's Canby Fire Relief Association annual ice fishing tournament starting Friday, January 24th. See you there.
And and I'm excited to be part of the Johnson Memorial Health Services Family Medicine team. With over 8 years of experience, I'm here to provide care for patients of all ages, whether it's a wellness exam, chronic disease management, or prenatal care. I believe every patient deserves to feel heard, respected, and empowered in their healthcare journey. Together, we can achieve your health goals and make a positive difference in your life. I'm currently accepting new patients. Call 320-769-4393 to schedule your appointment today.
At Heartland Motor Company, we take you beyond the Chevrolet brand to a hometown sales experience. With industry-wide knowledge, stress-free sales, and our lifetime warranty, the Heartland Advantage, we make it our goal to take care of you on day one or for years to come. But we don't stop there. We take care of our hometown by generously donating to many local groups and organizations. When you choose us, it's not just a Chevy. You get a Heartland Chevrolet. Learn more at heartlandmotor.com.
Together, let's drive at Heartland Motor Company in Morris.
See a movie at the Grand Theater in Madison, January 24th through the 27th. That's Friday through Monday in Theater Number 1. It's the story of Bob Dylan. It's called A Complete Unknown. That's rated R. A Complete Unknown in Theater Number 1. In Theater Number 2, held over, Mufasa from Disney. Mufasa the Lion King, rated PG. Both show once nightly at 7, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
Has a Camden Conference boys basketball matchup when the Lacapral Valley Eagles travel to Mineota to take on the Vikings. 7:30 tip-off. That's Lacapral Valley and Mineota in boys basketball Monday night right here on Q92. And welcome back to the Saturday Morning Coaches Show. We're going to talk with head coach Robin Rademacher of the Lacapral Valley boys basketball team. Robin, last Saturday you were in South Dakota.
Yeah, we were, and it was a chilly day. Cold out. We went down to Coleman Egan and played in their crossover bracket that their conference puts on down there, where they pair you up with a similar school size record, things like that. And we ended up playing a team called Beersford, which is about an hour south of Sioux Falls. They're a Class A school in South Dakota. So I would say similar to a size like a Montevideo Mora, somewhere in that range. So a little bigger than us. But, you know, it's always a fun thing to do, and it's a team that you generally are never going to play.
Right, right. Yeah, that's quite the tournament down there. They had boys and girls and quite a few teams, huh?
Yeah, and some local teams. I know, like, Whartonville girls are there, Lockport girls are there, Dawson Boyd comes over and plays, Hills Beaver Creek. They kind of get a wider range of teams to come in, and it's a neat thing that they do, and it's fun. It's also, you know, kind of back to what reminds me when I played, because they still play quarters, yes, in South Dakota.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
That's always a little different. You shoot free throws after each quarter. If you have five fouls in the quarter, you shoot free throws. The game gives you two more timeouts. It's a... I think it's a little bit slower of a game because of those breaks in there. Kind of like you got three half times in there, it seems, would be built in.
Right.
But different, but once you start playing, basketball is basketball. And we played a team that's been playing pretty good basketball right now in Beersford, and come out. And, you know, we had a long night the night before. We played down in Tracy, turned around, get on the bus, get home, right back on it Saturday morning to drive down there for a two-hour bus ride. So we logged a lot of miles, but we say, hey, guys, you're young. We're not going to use being tired as an excuse. We come out a little flat after the first quarter. We were down 18-14, and then we bounced back and shot the ball a little better and played good. And we each scored 19 in the second quarter. So we go into the locker room. Hey, we're only down 4 points. We're right there competing and doing a nice job. And the third quarter, they extended it out a little bit further. They outscored us 15-14. And we felt like, hey, this is a game for a pick, and we're down 5 points. We're right there. Fourth quarter, it's a back-and-forth game. And with about, I don't know, 30, you know, they play shot clock, so 30-second shot clock. We're down to about 38. We're down two. We have a timeout, and coaches get together and decide that, hey, our goal is we're not going to foul. We're down two. We're going to make them score or miss. We want to stop, and then we're going to try to get down the court, and let's go for the win. If they miss, we're going to go for the three, and we're going to go for the win. And because we were just, you know, we could tell at that time we're starting to run out of gas. Our legs are done. Our kids are pretty exhausted, and with about 8 seconds to go, 7 seconds to go, they end up calling a foul on us, and what wasn't what we wanted. Matt said, "Hey, I didn't foul him." Well, you say you didn't foul him, but the ref's whistle says otherwise. They knock down two free throws, and then we miss a shot at the end, and we lose the basketball game 68-64.
Okay, stats on the game then, Robin?
Yeah, that's kind of been the season for us. We are in almost all the games we're playing, and that's a testament to the kids and their work ethic and how hard and they go out and compete. And we're just struggling to get over that hump. We shot the ball probably not as well as we'd like to. We percent clip. We were 11 of 34 from the 3-point line. We're generally just maybe a little bit better than that, but part of it is, hey, we're tired. We only got to the free throw line 7 times. We're 5 of 7. We did an okay job on the off. They had some big kids inside, some strong kids. You know, maybe not 6'8", but they were 6'3", 6'4", and they were just strong, good bodies to them put together, and they're able to use that advantage to get some offensive rebounds. Like I said, they out-rebounded us by 9 on the night, 36-27. We had 20 assists on our 24 field goals, which is pretty common for us. The thing that really stands out, both teams combined for 16 turnovers. We had 9, they had 7, so both teams took care of the basketball really well.
Mm-hmm.
Leading us on the day in scoring, we had Matt Arndt with 24, Davis Pathier with 16, Baxter Kolloff with 10, Brock Bjornlund with 9, Carson Young with 2, Carson Besson with 2, and let's see, and I think that was our scoring. And Tegan Allpress had a free throw on the day. We just weren't able. Oh, and Miss Carson Young also had a basket for 2 points. Pretty consistent rebounding wise. We were all right there. Best leading us with 9 and Baxter at 5. Best had 9 assists on the night. We didn't, like I said, we didn't turn over the ball. Just one of those games we're giving ourselves chances to win. So proud of the effort. After the game, we stopped in Brookings at Buffalo Wild Wings and all ate together. So that was kind of a fun experience. And this is just a varsity-only games that we played down there.
Okay. All right, real good. Well, then you got right back in the Camden Conference play.
Right back into it. We had a few days off to get ready. We had RCW coming in. They got a better record than us. We're kind of right there. It's one of those teams that we're fighting for positioning. Our goal is to stay out of those pigtail games, playing in that 8, 9, 10, 11, those bottom four. And we're one of those teams that's going to be right on the bubble. And we know RCW is right there in front of us. So we thought, hey, this is going to be that game. It's a lot. But we also said, too, this isn't our season. This one game isn't our season. It's just kind of another stepping stone. It's a big one. But we want to go out and compete. And we did. We kind of come out the game. We had a lot of nice looks to start the game, and shots just weren't falling in. I think, according to Red Bang John, he keeps track stats for us on the bench. We missed our first 9 three-pointers, and we had some good looks, and we had the right kids shooting them, and I feel, Davis taking them, Matt's taking them, kids like that are taking a lot of these shots, and they just weren't falling, but we stuck with it and played good defense, and then we got a some separation there. We started attacking the hoop a little more. Had a nice bucket by Davis to go into the halftime. We're going to the locker room up 44-32. And so we're feeling good, but as we say, guys, hey, the game isn't over. You don't win anything, playing a half of basketball. We've been that team that's been behind, and we know it's like coming out and getting after it in the second half and come out, and sure enough, we fouled them. They make the first free throw miss, then they go get the rebound and hit a three-pointer, and then they scored again. They kind of started off on a little 7-0 run, and then we responded back nicely. We hit some outside shots. They started taking away Davis driving. They started sagging off of him and making us dare us to shoot it from the outside. And generally, I think that's a bad choice to do because we have kids that can really shoot the basketball. And we pushed it out to a 14-point lead. We're up 14 with 9-11 to play in the game.
Mm.
And, Paul, I've been around basketball a long time in my life, and we're ahead 14. And by the time the final whistle sounded, we lose the basketball game 85-69.
Oh, gee.
We scored the last 9-11, and I don't know if they had an empty possession. They hit crazy amount of three-pointers, baskets, fouls, and it just snowballed. I didn't have an answer. I was shell-shocked. The kids were shell-shocked. and it just went from us up 14 to tied to we're down 4 to down 8 to down 12 to game was over. And it happened in a blink of an eye, and I felt so bad for the kids. I didn't know on this situation there was timeouts called. We had good looks. I already watched the film back. We had good looks, and nothing was dropping for us. And they wouldn't miss on the other end. And that's one. You go back, I guarantee you Mark Andrews isn't going to drop a ball thrown right to his lap like he did in the Buffalo, if you want to relate to that. So we got, at the highest level, crazy things happen in sports. And that's the fun part about sports. You know, that competing and winning and having all that stuff. But the hardest thing is in situations like that, and then trying to talk to the kids after the game and explain to them what happened. And there's tears in the locker room, and the shell shock hit us. And it was the same for me. And I don't know. It was just one of those things. And it just it happened, and it happened so fast. And tip your hat to RCW. They played a lot of emotion. And the basketball hoop must have looked really big to some of those kids shooting. They ended up shooting, like I said, they shot it from the three-point line at a 60% clip.
Oh, wow.
And 15 and 26. And I just, like, I just couldn't believe it. You know, we didn't, and we didn't. We shot 10 of 38, and that's just not like us. You know, we had 12 more shots, 17 more shots than they did, but we just didn't shoot it well.
Right. Yeah, those things happen, like you said.
Those things happen, and it's hard to explain that. But you know what? At the end of the day, when you go back and you think about it, it's a basketball game, and it means a lot, and it's really important, and all that stuff. At the end, it's just a game, and it's a good lesson to learn from. We only got to the free throw line 4 times. They were 10 of 15. We were 1 of 4.
Oh, wow.
Rebound-wise, once again, that's kind of always our Achilles heels. We got out-rebounded by 11, and they got, it seemed like, every second-chance point that when we didn't get a ball or a 50-50 ball, they got, and it would float around, and the Shrub kid would knock it down from deep, or number 11 would knock it down for him, and tip your hat. We had 5 turnovers on the night, so it wasn't lack of that. We take care of the ball really well. We had 8 steals on the night, but we couldn't buy a basket down the stretch. And tip your hat to RCW. They played hard, and they got hot at the right time, and that's when the game is. You don't win anything in 3/4 of the game. That's why they play a full game. And those last 8 minutes were really hard for everyone.
Yep.
Leading scorers, Matt had 22. Davis had 13. Carson Besson had 13. Baxter Kalf had 10. Carson Young, he had a big 3 there. He was the one who put us up by 14, and that was probably the last basket we really got. Tagging all presses in foul trouble pretty much the whole night. Didn't play very much. He had 3 fouls quick in the game trying to guard the Shrub kid. And we'll talk about that. Work on, you know, moving feet, not hands. Ended up with a basket. And Brock Birnell also ended up with a basket for 2 points. Best, again, like always, is right there in the rebound. He had 11, and Baxter had 10. I would say, you know, Carson, he had himself a triple-double on the night. He had 11 assists. So I don't know the last time that's been done, but he had 11 rebounds, 11 assists, and 13 points. So he was doing a lot of things really well for us out there. Davis had 5. Davis had 3 steals, and Carson had 2. Like I said, we didn't have many turnovers, but hard one to digest, but that's basketball.
Yeah, and just put it in the rearview mirror, right?
That's exactly right. You got, you know, and that's hard to do, but yet that's what we have to do.
Yeah. All right. I'll give a report on last night's game with Central Minnesota Christian here shortly. What do you got coming up next week, Robin?
Another huge one. We hop on the bus on Monday, and we go down to Mineota. Another one of those subsection games, conference games, subsection games. We're all kind of battling for those same spots. You know, we're all kind of, you know, looking up at CMCS and Dawson. As they can see, they're pretty talented teams, so we're trying to battle for those positions, so that's a big one. And then we got a couple home games next week, another one with YME on Thursday, and home to Hancock on Friday. So we have a lot of basketball games, so we can put that RCW game behind us and move on.
All right. I'll be down in Mineota Monday night, and we'll be broadcasting the Eagles game there Monday night. So, B-Squad.
C-Squad lost on Friday,
okay.
And B-Squad pulling out a win. So, overall, yep, kids played hard.
All right. Thanks, Robin, for the report, and good luck this week, and we'll see you Monday night.
All right. Thanks, Paul.
Head coach Robin Rademacher of the Eagles. We'll take a break and come back right after this.
Actually, we won't take a break. Robin and I recorded that yesterday morning. So they did play last night against Central Minnesota Christian, and the Blue Jays beat the Eagle Boys 78-53. Leading the Eagles was Matt Arndt with 19 points. Brock Bjornholt had 12. Carson Bessonen with 9. Davis Patzer with 7. And as Robin mentioned, the boys are in action Monday night in Minnesota, and you'll hear that basketball game right here on Q92. Also, the Shadows will talk with head coach Carly Wager next Saturday on the Coaches Show and catch up with the Shadows. They've had a number of competitions. Last night, they're in Renville with the dance competition. In jazz, the Shadows took first place. The Silhouettes from YME took second, and McRae RCW took third. High kick. Yellow Medicine East took first, the Shadows took second, and Canby Mineota took third. And all conference for the Lacapral Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows, Paisley Martinson, Micaiah Poost, and Chloe Kranz took all conference honors there in jazz, and in high kick was Addie Dahl and Reese Johnson. And as I mentioned, we'll talk with Carly next Saturday on the Coach's Show. And Dick, you got something else for us here? Dick Newman, sick joke of the week or something?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Got plenty of time. 3 minutes.
It was a good culture show today with things are kind of winding down a couple weeks before playoffs, and they're getting two or three events in it every week, and that's good. Well, I will say three Dick Newman's sick jokes of the week. Why did the spoon come to the party dressed as a knife?
Why?
Well, the invitation said dress sharp. Huh. I've got this disease when I just can't stop making airport puns. The doctor says it's terminal. And then how did Reese eat her ice cream? With her spoon. So, thanks for listening. Tune in again next Saturday morning. And just remember, you don't have to play a sport to be one.
Great music for Montevideo, Benson, and Morris on Q92 KLQP FM.